The governor has said he'll find the money in the upcoming budget for 31,000 employees who've been working without a contract for a year and a half. But top Republicans want to know exactly where that money's coming from, and so far they haven't scheduled a necessary vote. Representative Tom Hebel of Sun Prairie says workers in the 15 unions, which negotiated raises with the state, need to know if they'll get them, even though others might be getting pink slips.
Now, we all know, to be honest, in these times of economic hardship, that a lot of the state employees, or a few of the state employees, may not be with us in the future. But it's unfair for the co-chairs of Joker to punish all state employees.
Joker is the Joint Committee on Employment Relations. Representative John Gard is a co-chair. The Peshtigo Republican says he's voted for previous contracts but cannot endorse this one because of a state deficit.
If we all had a lot of money, we'd love to pass these contracts. I have been out in the paper for weeks now saying I think we should send the contracts back. I've been very upfront with everybody I can talk to about my view on them.
Marty Beal, head of the Wisconsin State Employees Union, says he couldn't unilaterally call for a worker slowdown. Other job actions are illegal, but he says there is frustration.
I think it's this hostile attitude that's been developed amongst the Republicans that is the most nettlesome for state employees, because it's a declaration of war. I mean, it's what it is. It's a declaration of war, and our workers don't take well to threats and intimidation.
The state employee contracts were negotiated by the McCallum administration, but never voted on. The deals provide retroactive raises of 3% and a pay boost of 2.5% in April. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.